I greet all of you in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the world, there are some people who hold adverse views about Christianity. As Christians, and hence these people will sometimes ask us many questions regarding our Christian faith. But as Christians, we ought to be ready always at any time to give an answer, a good answer, a good reason for our Christian faith. So in our text, we may learn some ways in which to tackle these adversities, these kind of questions that pose to us. So when you meet some of these people, they are sometimes maybe our friends probably, and sometimes in our conversations, the subject of our Christian faith is talk about, and then suddenly at certain point they might ask us a question for the reasons for why we believe and what we believe and who we believed, and we ought to have a reason to explain to them our faith. And may God be with us whenever we are in such a situation. But let's take a careful look at this passage. So you have your Bible with you, you turn to Matthew chapter 21, which we have just read, the whole chapter. And that's right. And our text is from Matthew 21, from verse 28 to 32. And there the Lord Jesus Christ told the crowd, a parable of a man who had two sons. But I'd like to take the text from verse 22 to connect it with 22. Because this text, 28 to 32, where the Lord Jesus Christ it is linked to this text. Because of what happened in 22-27, lead the Lord Jesus Christ to speak of the parable of the man with two sons. And so let us look at it and then learn what we can. Now, first thing that we look at this passage, we learn one thing, that we learn to answer a question with a question. So in other words, when our friends, when a person or anyone who pose an adverse question to us about our Christian faith, maybe at first we are surprised, taken aback, what to ask. Now we learn from this passage through the Lord Jesus Christ to answer their question with a question. We will ask them a question, and we will learn from the passage how to ask this kind of question. Yeah, in other words, we turn the table and put back to them. Yes, it is a very good thing. We should learn this thing. All right. So look at the passage. So when Jesus, Jesus was in the temple. He was in the temple, then he went back. He went to stay in Bethany. And then at the same time, he returned. The next morning, he went back to the temple. And when he went to the temple, he healed many people. But he went to the temple, he was very angry, because this is a house of prayer, and they have many other activities, commercial activities there. And the Lord Jesus Christ was angry and then chased the merchants and the money lenders all away. For example, in verse 12, he says that, and he went out, went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple. He cast them out. That is, the Lord Jesus Christ did that. Yeah. And then even the sick, the lame and the blind all came to him in the temple, and he healed all of them. He healed all of them. Yes. And so this is was it. And so when Jesus Christ entered the temple, when they saw all these things, the priests, the elders of the church, of the people, it's not included, but there's another group of people, the scribes. You find the parallel passages in Mark and in Luke chapter 10 verse 2. You see the scribes who also were there. So there were these three groups, the priests, the Sadducees, the priests, the chief priest, it says here. Yeah, the former chief priest there. And there's only one high priest, but the former chief priest, the Sadducees, they are the Sadducees, the one who do not believe that there's a resurrection. And the elders of the church, of the people, and the scribes, the one who knows the law. And they approached the Lord Jesus Christ. When Christ came to the temple, they came to him. They approached him. And they asked him two questions. They saw all this, what the Lord did. In fact, when the Lord entered the Jerusalem, and all the people were shouting, "Hosanna, son of David." Hosanna means what? "Save me, O son of David." And even the children, in verse 15, you find the children also, young children also sing, "Hosanna." Those who come in the name of the son of David, they all sang these songs. And these priests, Sadducees, and elders of the people, and scribes were all angry with him. They were angry. In fact, they were jealous. And they asked this question. They asked Jesus simple questions. Two questions. They asked, on what grounds, what authority that you do all these things? What is your authority that you do all these things? And who gave you the authority? So what and who? They ask two questions. What authority that you did all these things? Like you accept the praises of the children, and then you heal people, you curse the fig tree and it withered straight away, and then you cleanse the temple with all these merchants, these money lenders, these people who buy and sell in the temple. What authority have you? Do you have? And who gave you the authority? And the next person thing they want to ask is, who gave you this authority? These two questions. Well, you feel, in fact, they don't recognize the Lord Jesus Christ. All right? So the Lord Jesus Christ said, so they answered. Jesus Christ answered, easy. Say, I will not tell you, I will not answer you unless you can answer me one question. So Jesus Christ put him one question. And look, let's look at verse 25. Okay, he says, the baptism, Jesus Christ said, verse 24 onwards, I will also ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I in like manner will tell you by what authority these things. Here is the question. The baptism of John, that means John the Baptist, was it from heaven or of men? Now, was it from heaven? The heaven is a metaphorical word to mean God. Was it from God or from men or human beings? The word heaven means God. All right, was it from heaven where God abode? All right, from God or men? And then Jesus, of course, said that if you can answer my question, I will also answer your questions. Then the scribes and the priests and the elders of the people, they went to conference. They meet. Now they are the Sanhedrin. They are members of the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin is a council, the highest supreme council of the Jewish people. They have legislative power, judicial power, and they meet together. Now Jesus Christ asked them question, and very simple question. John the Baptist, you heard of him. Was it from heaven? Well, that means you see his authority. Is it come from heaven? John the Baptist's ministry, was it from heaven or from men? So they met together. And they met, they say that if we say it is from heaven, they said to themselves, then we say that it is from heaven, then the Lord Jesus Christ will say, then Jesus will say that, why don't you believe him? Because John the Baptist testified of the Lord Jesus Christ, who the Lord Jesus Christ is. He is the Lamb of God. When Jesus Christ came, when first began the ministry, behold the Lamb of God. And so John witnessed of Jesus being from God. And so we cannot say that John the Baptist's ministry is from God. Because if we say that, then why don't you believe him? Because Jesus Christ has been preaching the word of God, teaching the word of God. Now they pose to themselves another question. If not from God, if not from heaven, if it's from men, they wouldn't also say that. Because all the people knew that John the Baptist's ministry is God authorizing, is from God. And we tell the people, and tell the Lord Jesus Christ, there are many people around, and they said, we say that John the Baptist comes from, his authority is come from men, they were all getting angry because all of them believed that John the Baptist's ministry is from God. And you say it's from men. Then they discuss among themselves that they'll be in danger, in great danger, even in danger of their life, because these people will take a stone and try to stone them to death. So you cannot say it's from men too. You won't say that it is from God, because if you say from God, then you are lost. Why don't you believe Jesus Christ, what I do and what I say? Because I come from God. So they won't. They won't say also from men, because they are afraid of the people. The people believe that John the Baptist's ministry is from God. And they don't say that it's from men. Because they say from men, the people will attack them. They will be in danger. Their life will be in danger. So what is their answer? The answer is it. So they came to Jesus. Now here is the answer. We cannot tell you. Very simple. We cannot tell you. Says that. We cannot tell you. And so Jesus Christ says, you cannot tell me, neither will I tell you the answer for your questions. All right. Jesus Christ said that at the end of their. But Jesus Christ continued. From there he went to verse 8. verse 28. From there. So when Jesus Christ said, neither tell I you by what authority I do these things, then in verse 28 he carried on straight away. And what think ye? So in other words, the Lord Jesus Christ asked them to put on their thinking hat. What think of ye? And then he told them a parable. A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first son and said, "Son, go work today in my vineyard. Go work today in my vineyard." And the first son answered, "What? No, I will not go." He said, "I will not." But afterward, he says here, he repented. He repented for saying no. He repented. Now he not only repented, but afterwards, what he says there, what he stated here, he repented and went. He repented and went. That's true repentance. He repented and went. So at first he said no. Well, his father was angry. And afterwards he repented and went. Then he went to the second son and he said likewise. He said exactly the same words. "Son, go to work in my vineyard." That's all. "Son, go to work in my vineyard." Exactly same. And the second one answered, "I go, sir." Wow, very nice words. "I go, sir." Respect the father very much. And he went not. That means he did not go. He said, "I go, sir." That means he was a hypocrite. He bluffed the father. In his mind, he said, "Actually, I don't go. I better be nice. I go. Father, sir, I go." But after that, he didn't go. He's deceitful, no, deceiving, dishonest. He's not sincere. He went on. Then Jesus Christ asked the people around, even the Pharisees, the priests, the elders, and the scribes, "But which one is better? First one or second one?" I think the question is also good for us. What do you think? The first one say, "I will not go." But after that, he repented and he went. He did the thing. He went. Second one say, "I go, sir." But he did not go. Which one? The scribes and Pharisees, the priests and the scribes and the elders of the church, all very fast. Oh, the first one is good. The one who said no, but then repented and went, he's the right one. Boy, Jesus Christ knew. They are also very clever. They are very clever. So that means to me, though the priests and the elders of the church and the scribes were all clever people, thinking people. They knew that the first one is right. That's correct. I think all of us also agree with that. Don't we? He's only nice. The father, as the father, he's nice only in the words. He say only, "Call me, I will go, promise me, call me sir, respect me," but he did not go. Oh, bluff. He talk only. But the first one, correct. And so, Jesus Christ said, the first one. Then Jesus Christ, in answer, carry on. See, this is very important. When they answered it, the first one was the correct one. Jesus answered to them, "Verily I say unto you, that the publicans," that means the tax collectors, those who collect tax. The Jews all don't like people collecting tax. Huh? Even till today also we don't like. Huh? How many of us, or how many people try to evade taxes every time we have this in the papers? Yeah. So the publicans, the tax collectors, whom you do not like, and the harlots. Those days you call harlots. Today you call what? A more old term, prostitutes. Prostitutes. The harlots are the tax collectors and the prostitutes. Of course, these are women. Huh? The tax collectors, men, go into the kingdom of God before you, before the priests, before the elders of the people, before the scribes. They go into the kingdom of God, into heaven before you. You mean all these sinners, they go first before us? Jesus Christ told them. Now what is the story all about? What is this? This recorded for us. This happened in the time of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ told them happened. All the things earlier we have said, all these things really happened. And Jesus Christ did not answer them. But when he gave this parable, he was actually answering them. In a way, he was giving them answers. He asked them to think. But what thing of ye? As Jesus Christ said, what thing of ye? What thing of ye? That means put on your thinking cap. And then he told the parable. What do we can we learn? Now we learn one thing, very important. We learned repentance is very important. Whatever our sins may be in the past, whatever they may be, the greatest sin, the biggest sin, what can you think of? Anything that is in the past, if you repented, you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, you repented, and you don't do that again. You repented. You will not do that. You repent, you will not do. You will follow the Lord Jesus Christ. All will be forgiven. All. What sin can you think of? Your own sin, my own sin. Terrible sins, no? Terrible ones, bad ones. If you think of it today, about your sins before, am I saved? Sometimes you might ask yourself, really you are saved or not? Then wow, in such a troubled mind and heart, can you be sure that you are saved? Here the Lord Jesus Christ is teaching one important thing, how to release ourselves. It's repentance. We must repent of our sins and confess them. Repent, you mean you confess it, and then you do the work. That means you do the follow what the Father said, what the Father meant. For example, the son who followed what the Father said, go and work to the vineyard, then you go. So in our case, repentance before God, we will repent of the sins that we have committed against God, no matter how difficult it is. And when we repent, we go and do the work of God. Yes, we repent and do the Lord's will. And the first thing that we do the Lord's will is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then his blood forgives us, cleanses all of our sins. And then we can carry on doing the will of God. So repentance is very important. All of us have repented of our sins. We come to the Lord Jesus Christ, we repent. But think of our repentance. Our repentance must involve what? A certain thing. The follow-up work is what? Is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and then to do the will of God. Like the son, you see, he went to work in the vineyard, his vineyard. That is repentance. It is not just mere words, the time of conviction, and you just merely say, just like the second son, oh God, I'm sorry for all my sin. I forgive my sins, Lord. Thank you for forgiving my sins. mere words. And after that, you don't believe in the Lord Jesus. You don't go and work. And with God, you tell us this. Then you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Where God, Jesus Christ, God has said, because of your sin, Jesus Christ came to die for your sins. So you must believe in him so that you can have your sins are forgiven. Then you can be a child of God. Then you can be a new creature. Then you can do my work. But you don't. So that kind of repentance is not valid. So we have to examine ourselves. What kind of repentance? And so if we, after repentance, everything well, good, you serve the Lord, and then maybe you once again in this world, if you trip and fall again, you must pick yourself up. Like putao ong. You knock the fella down, straight away the fella come out. Knock the fella down this way, he come out. Knock the fella down that way, he come out. You know, putao ong, it's a kind of toy. If you push, you got that. You push his way down, you go up. It's like that. And so if we are Christians already, and then we live in this world and we trip and fall spiritually, we don't let them win over us. We come up again. That means we repent again. And if you have to repent many times again and again, yes. And each time we repent, we must do the work of God. We must obey God's will. And once again, if we repent 2-3 times, we tell the Lord, Lord, I'm tired of it. I want, please change me. Say that, and God will change you. And as Christians, God will cause you to remember. And if we remember, you don't. And when God calls you to remember of your past sins and don't do it again during the time when God reminds you and you are reminded and God say don't, then don't deliberately do that. Because you deliberately do that, all what you have said to God is all false, deceitful, and God knows that. And you know that. And therefore, then promise of God, if thou sin, confess, he is righteous and just to forgive all your sins, that promise of God will not happen. Because you and I, because that sinner or a person like this who sinned and have been convicted, he sinned again and be convicted, he realized it, he keep on sinning, even having told the Lord that if I should sin, remind me, I will not sin again. He sinned again. Then it's not true. That repentance is not valid. Here we are talking about, here the Lord Jesus Christ is talking about repentance that is valid, that is sincere, that is true. And if we have committed anything that's wrong in the sight of God, we are convicted that we repent. And Jesus Christ, if you are repentance and Jesus Christ, God promised that God is just and righteous to forgive us all our sins. And the blood of Jesus Christ wash us from all our sins. All our sins. And spiritually we are saved. That's one thing we learned here. And that's why the harlot and the tax collectors, they heard of John the Baptist. They believe in John the Baptist. And they became followers of Jesus. And that's why they go into the kingdom of God before this priest. This priest and the elders of the church and the scribes, they know the scriptures, but they don't believe. Their sin of, they are guilty of the sin of unbelief. They don't believe what God says, what Jesus Christ says. They had his Old Testament scriptures which prophesied of the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't believe that. What good thing can come out of Nazareth? Yes, they don't believe the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why they pose this question on the Lord Jesus Christ. And Christ knew that, guys. And so God, Christ posed them a question. And in the question, then later on he tells them about the parable. And the parable describes about them. So Jesus Christ asked them to think of this parable. They got for the parable, they got the right answer. The first one who said no, and then after that went. He repented and went. Correct. What the Lord Jesus Christ is telling them, you are like the first son who at first you are not, you are unbelief. But if you repent yourselves and do the work, and you will be saved. You will go to the kingdom of God as the tax collectors and the prostitutes together. But you do not. You are like the second son. You only in words, in nice words only, you tell me. Good sir, I will go, sir. Nice words. But when not? It's unbelief. And so it is. And so in verse 32, John came unto you in the way of righteousness. You believe him not. Unbelief. Sin of unbelief. But the publicans and the harlots believe him. Why they go first? Because they believe John the Baptist. And so they went there before the priest. So the important question is this. The important thing we learn here is repentance. Remember that. Sin is always before us. We live in this world. Many times people want to trip us. Trap us, trip us, so that we will fall. And especially when you are when I am a minister of the Lord, and they will try to stumble you, trip you, trap you, and then yes, even though you are a young minister, even worse. If you're a young person who wants to give your life to the Lord and you went for training and all this type of thing, and once you're graduated and you have a lot of wind in your head and all this type of thing, it's dangerous, you know? And you might fall. You harbor certain things that are very good. They're good in the eyes of people, but in the service of the Lord, it is not good. And because of this, you trip. You fall, and that will be the end of your ministry. But, important, when you fall and trip, you remember, you sit down and try to think, why? What happened? And once you realize it, you repent, you change. And then think what the Lord Jesus Christ, what God's word say, if thou sin and confess, he is righteous. The Lord is righteous and just to forgive your sins, no matter what they are. This is a great comfort to us. We always must remember that. So don't forget that. Let us pray.